You see, the biggest problem is we allow things to keep on talking. Said the Daman anointing. It shuts up mouths. Daniel was one of the great men of God who operated under the Daman. The Bible says when he was put in the dens of lions, all lions were still. All their mouths were shut. Animals, lions, which are carnivores, became herbivores. Immediately, Daniel entered in the den. Lion said, no, we don't eat meat, we eat vegetables. Tell your neighbor, it will stay quiet. From now, you will be at peace. That demon of cancer, that demon of barrenness, that demon of poverty, it will never speak again. You see, when you are poor, you don't talk you're poor. Poverty speaks to people that you are poor. Poverty. You don't have to tell people that you're poor. You don't. They must just come to your house. Say, speaking to the spirits by the Daman anointing. The biggest problem we have, people are just busy praying. Father, oh God, I am praying for financial breakthrough. Oh God, you demon of poverty, come out. You don't know you are dealing with things which have got ears and eyes. All men of God in the Bible, they were talking to their situation. Talking with. You see, the story of a fig tree. The story where Jesus spoke to the fig tree. Most people think Jesus spoke to the fig tree. He never spoke the fig tree. He was chatting with the fig tree. No, you didn't hear this statement. Now let's go to Mark chapter 11, verse 13. And seeing a fig tree afar off having leaves, he came, if happily he might find anything thereon. And when he came to eat, he found nothing but leaves. For the time of figs was not yet. 14. Now, 1, 3, go read. You are so quick. And Jesus answered. Answered what? The fig tree. Which means who spoke first? The Bible says, and Jesus what? Answered. It means who spoke? The tree was telling him, you see, you'll be hungry. You live here without food. Look now, there is no food in your house. There's Jesus answered. There is no money in your bank account. There is no, and you will answer. The man, be. Let me tell you one secret. Let me give you one secret. In my walk with Christ, I have made so many problems. And most people don't understand how I overcame them. But I'm telling you today, if you will not speak to it to stay quiet, it will keep on talking forever, the rest of your life. Jesus answered a tree. Now, go back verse 13. The Bible says what? Verse 13. And seeing a fig tree afar off, having leaves, he came, if happily, he might find anything thereon. And when he came to eat, he found nothing in the bank account, in the house. When he went for interviews, he found nothing. But at least, for the time of fix was not yet. And Jesus answered and he said to it, no man eat fruit of thee thereafter forever. And his disciples. Who says, prophet, command everything around me to shut up.
Oh, yes.
Every voice talking to you, every negative voice speaking to you, be it a demon, be it a situation, be it a problem, today I command it to Daman. Say the Daman anointing. The anointing that closes mouths. Let me give you, when you check on internet, the word Daman does not only mean to be still or to be quiet. It actually means to be dumb. Dumb. Completely remove the voice. If you Google it on internet, the meaning of Daman, it actually means to completely remove one's voice. Make dumb. You Googled it? You Googled it, right?
Yes, Dad.
It says what?
It says, to be silent, be still, wait, to be dumb, to grow dumb.
Did you hear that? The word the man says, it means to completely remove one's voice. Completely. They must completely stop talking about you. That boss, that woman at your workplace.
Oh, yes.
Daman!
Daman!
Daman! Oh, yes, daddy. Bring it on. Every day when you go to your workplace, every day is a story about you, fighting you. All people are fighting you. That woman is fighting you. The man is fighting you. After today, when I anoint you, there will be silence, there will be quietness, there will be dumbness. Daman!
Oh, yes!
Bring it on, daddy! We are here. The man, you will be shocked. Things will just stay cool as if they don't know you. Every time I'm walking like this, you see, you're walking like this, you meet this person at school. Who do you think you are? You will wonder tomorrow when you meet. They won't even greet you. They will even use sign language because they'll be dumb. The Bible says it means to be dumb, to be still, to be silent, to be quiet. Are you hearing me, somebody? They said you were sick. They said you were sick. No problem. The sickness was talking. He said, test me again. The doctor take the test. They put on the tester. The sickness. Are you here? Are you here? Are you here? Over for the miracle time. Tell your neighbor, they will stay quiet. They keep on talking about you. Look at that woman. Hey, look at that family. Hey. What God will do after here today, they will remain. But guess what? It is not God who made the sun to stay quiet. It is Joshua. It is not God who made the wind to remain silent. It was Jesus. And today, you and me, we're going to stop. We're going to make it silent. We're going to make it quiet. We're going to make it dumb. Now watch this. Mark 1 verse 24. Wait. Jesus is continuing. Now let's start from verse 22. Yeah, let's start from verse 22. One, three, go read. Wait, stop there. Okay, give me NIV. One, three, go read. Verse 24. Wait, who was shouting? A demon, right?
Yes.
And what happened then? All right, go down. Wait. The word be quiet there is the man. The same word of what? Be still. Are you seeing what the Bible is saying there? A demon began to talk to Jesus. I don't know what type of demon is talking to your business. I don't know what type of a demon is talking to your situation right now. I don't know what type of a demon is talking to your children, to your son or to your daughter, or to your company, or to your career, or to your prayer life, or to your spiritual life. But Jesus said, "Dumb man!" Watch this. So demons began to talk to Jesus. Demons began to talk to Jesus. Jesus didn't say, "Just come out." He said, "Dumb man, stay quiet. There are some demons today. I must shut them up." Every demon of poverty. Every demon of sickness.
Oh yes.
Every demon of that is causing sin.
Oh yes.
Every demon affecting your business.
Oh yes.
Every demon talking to you that you will not make it in life.
Oh yes.
Say the man.
The man.
Wait. Don't just say the man. You must have an understanding that things can be stopped with our authority. Wait. Are you here? It is a special anointing. Few men of God in the Bible discovered it. Do you understand that the wind can talk? That's why God said to a prophet, Ezekiel, say to the wind. Prophesy to the wind. Say unto the wind. Hear the word of the Lord. Speak to the wind. It must work for you. Say to the wind, come and enter into the